From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel in Washington.
I'm Melissa Block in Rio de Janeiro. And let's start with some samba. We're at an all-night outdoor samba circle held every Monday in Rio. Hundreds of samba fans are jammed into a small cobblestone plaza. They press tight against the circle of musicians and fill the twisted, sloping streets above. This spot is the Pedra do Sal, or the Rock of Salt. Here in the 17th century, enslaved Africans would unload salt from ships. Steps were chiseled into the rock face here to make the climb easier. This has become known as the birthplace of samba in Rio, a historic site for Afro-Brazilian culture entwined with the country's long history of slavery. The crowd here is a perfect slice of Brazil's racial mix. Look around and you see all colors. I strike up a conversation with a young samba fan named Edson Santos.
It's like a therapy for me.
It's like therapy for you.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, something about my soul making me happy and feel like contact with my ancestors.
He tells me, when I look at my skin, I see a mix. Ancestors from Portugal, Canada, Africa, everything. Brazil is a country where non-whites now make up a majority of the population. It's one of the most ethnically diverse countries in the world, home to 97 million African descendants, the largest number of blacks outside Africa.
Bom, pessoal. Esse aqui é o famoso espaço que eu falei para vocês, né, do Cais do Valongo e do Cais.
Nearby, at Rio's old port, a tour guide narrates the history of the Valongo Wharf, the pier where human cargo was unloaded off slave ships and sold. She points to the massive old paving stones where the slave market stood. Those stones had been paved over, were uncovered by archaeologists. The guide says we have to confront the memory of slavery. It's estimated 4 million enslaved Africans were brought to Brazil. That's more than any country in the Americas, some 10 times the number of slaves brought to the United States. And Brazil didn't abolish slavery until 1888. It was the last country in the Americas to do so.
I imagine people suffering. Eu vejo muito sofrimento, né?
Brazilian filmmaker Joel Zito Araújo imagines the suffering as he looks out over these old stones where so many slaves were sold. His latest documentary, titled Raça, or Race, explores the fight for racial equality in modern Brazil. And we've met here to talk about Brazil's complicated racial balance.
When you talk about racism in Brazil, you do hear the idea that Brazil is a racial democracy, that there is no racism in this country. What do you say to them? Is Brazil a racial democracy?
No, Brazil não é uma democracia racial.
No, Brazil is not a racial democracy. We're cordial between blacks and whites, and we don't have a dividing line that's as sharp as in other countries. But if you look at all the statistics of advancing in the workplace, entering universities, of access to health, you find the black population doesn't have the same ability to advance or participate within Brazilian society.
De qualidade da sociedade brasileira.
Araújo says, just turn on Brazilian television to see what he means.
If you turn on a TV today and see a soap opera, you're going to see that blacks aren't even 10% of the actors. The people who are valued have Germanic features. If an actor has blonde hair and blue eyes, he or she will be more successful. If the actor has black characteristics, she'll probably play a domestic worker, a marginal person.
Araújo remembers a time when he used to see job ads in the newspaper that would say, we're looking for people of good appearance.
Sim, procura-se pessoas de boa aparência.
That's code, he says, for if you're black, don't bother applying.
Se você observar na sociedade brasileira, você tem uma miscigenação nas classes.
So in Brazil, you have a racial mixture in the lower socioeconomic class. But once you get to the elite, it's much less mixed.
Nós temos uma expressão chamada tem um pé na África.
We have an expression here, to have a foot in Africa, or to have a foot in the kitchen.
Pé na cozinha ou pé na África. African foot or kitchen foot. Na verdade, por conta da nossa...
As our best-known sociologist says, we are a society divided between the big house and the slave quarters. The people who spent time in the kitchen were the black women. So to say that you have a foot in the kitchen means you have a foot in Africa.
Significa automaticamente dizer que você tem um pé na África.
Araújo tells me in Brazil, whitening is seen as having great value, a sign that you're going up in the world. And he mentions a famous Brazilian painting from 1895 that symbolizes this goal. It's called The Redemption of Cain. It shows a mulatta mother sitting with her white husband and holding their child, who's very white, paler than she is. The black grandmother stands behind with her hands raised to the skies.
Ela conseguiu ainda ver o branqueamento daquela família.
She's praising God that her grandson is white. Araújo gestures toward his belly and offers an example of language that women might use. She is cleaning the plantation.
Ela está limpando o eito. Limpar o eito é quando a mulher...
Cleaning the plantation is when a woman gets pregnant with a white man. So she'll have a child in her womb who is already whitened. You find hundreds of popular expressions that value the whitening process.
Então, a ideologia do branqueamento do Brasil continua sendo parte da nossa mente.
So the ideology of whitening in Brazil is still part of our mindset, even now.
But more and more, Araújo says, Brazilians are self-identifying as black or brown, mixed race. A household study found Brazilians used 136 different terms to describe their skin color, from acastanhada, somewhat chestnut-colored, to cinnamon, chocolate, honey-colored, singed, toasted, and deep-dyed.
How do you self-identify?
Como afrodescendente. Eu me identifico como afrodescendente.
As afrodescendant. I prefer the word afrodescendant to black or dark. We have to go through a process in Brazilian society so the children and grandchildren of indigenous people and of blacks come to be proud of their origins. So the term Afro-descendant means descendant of Africa, which is the fundamental question for us today.
In the end, I ask Brazilian filmmaker Joel Zito Araújo, can you imagine the day when Brazil might have a black president?
It's a dream. We need more than 1 decade.
You need more than 1 decade?
Maybe more than 1 decade. Maybe more.
I'm Melissa Bloch in Rio de Janeiro.